The report released Thursday says incarcerated youths receive an education worse than they would outside the juvenile justice system. Catherine Dunn is with the Southern Education Foundation.
They're not being challenged. The schools, aren't offering them high-quality teachers or new technology, updated textbooks, curriculum. Education is not the main focus of these students' days while they're incarcerated.
The study looks primarily at federal data. In Georgia, the report says between 2010 and 2011, just more than 1,500 teens were eligible to earn a high school degree while in a detention center. Of that number, only 9% left with a diploma or GED.
If they aren't advancing their education and developing and improving themselves while they're in that environment, it can actually do more harm than a mediocre education.
Despite those low outcomes, the foundation says in 2009, educating a child in Georgia's juvenile justice system costs almost $6,000 more than public school.
I was kind of not really surprised at all.
That's Joe Vignotti, who's with Governor Nathan Deal's Office of Child and Families. Vignotti says there's room for improvement in how the state educates young offenders, but he said the state is moving in a good direction, especially in the last 2 years. But he didn't give specifics. Reforms to the juvenile justice system went into effect at the beginning of this year. They allow judges more freedom to steer young offenders to community-based programs rather than incarceration, and also include more funding for bolstering some counseling programs. The Department of Juvenile Justice did not return calls before airtime. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.